Very good. I think last week someone's phone went off. And I know there's somebody else who was just about to get enlightened when your phone went off last week, so that's really, 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 really bad karma. So please be careful to put your mobile phone off. You don't know what the bad karma is of stopping people getting enlightened. That's only a joke. They never did, so don't get too afraid. So now is the time for us to get closer and closer to enlightenment. What does actually enlightenment mean? It means peace. Really deep, still peace. So see how close you can get right now. And to become peaceful, you know, there's so much activity that, you know, there's always going to be people coming and going. The late comers, not really their fault, some of them get stuck in traffic or things happen. So we close our eyes. And with our eyes closed, we cut off so much which is disturbing in the world. And it also leaves more space in your brain to be able to attend to more interesting things, or rather more important things, like your body. How does it feel right now? And as you become aware of your physical feelings, so don't go off into thought. Feel your body. How are the sensations in your body? And when you become to know your body, if a body tells you it needs to be adjusted, please do so. I remember reading a long time ago, and it was just such an accurate description of the beginnings of sickness. Our body tells us many, many times before we become sick. It tells us we're running too fast. It tells us we're holding things too tightly. And when we don't listen to those signs and relax, eventually just our body breaks down with sickness. So when you learn how to listen to your body and listen to all the signals which it gives you, you can usually keep in pretty good health. So start to listen to the signals from your body right now. If it tells you to relax something, relax it. It shows you there's some tightness somewhere. See what's necessary to open up that tightness so you can have some comfort. Pain is just telling you that you're doing something wrong, and it could lead to some damaging of your health. If there's any irritations deep within your body, any pains that you cannot comfort or lessen by addressing the body, we can use this Buddhist practice of mindfulness together with compassion. Know that feeling? And then send it beautiful kindness, opening the door of your heart to the irritation and feeling it relax and soften. And once the body is lovely and relaxed, then we start to relax our mind. We do that by deliberately letting go of concern for all of our past, whatever happened to you earlier today or further back in your life. We deliberately say no to that. This is not the time for working out the things which have already passed by. They've gone. Let them go. And we deliberately stop running off into the future, planning what we're going to do next. The future's uncertain. The past is dead. Instead, we put all of our attention on where truth lies, reality lies, in the experience of now. Future's a dream, the past is a memory, only now is real. we open our hearts to this moment, not judging it, certainly not rejecting it, but allowing this moment to teach us. And when we make peace with this moment, when we smile at this moment smiles back at us. And we're happy being here. As you go deeper into this moment, this reality of now, you find there's nothing much to say. You go to that place, deep in the center of now, where no words are spoken inside, where the commentary ceases, where you know without giving things a name. You go into silence, inner silence. if you want to watch your breathing, to anchor yourself in silence and the moment. Just know the breath as it comes in. Just know the breath as it goes out. Just like watching the waves on a beach. because now getting very close to the end of the meditation. How do you feel right now? What is this experience at the end of the meditation like? How much peace? How much relaxation? How much inner happiness do you feel? This beautiful sense of inner comfort. This is the result of meditation. Know what this is like and where it comes from. And then you be a skilled meditator. I will now ring the gong 3 times. Listen to every sound from the gong. When the last ringing begins to disappear, that's a signal to come out from your meditation. Very good.